Welcome to Truth of the Spirit. I'm your host, Patty Bringer. This is day 28 of Daily Meditations for Lent on Tuesday of week 4. We'll share personal revelations given during Lent for you to discern and other contemplations to help you grow in closeness to the Lord through truth, repentance, and the Word of God moving into fullness within your heart. On Tuesday of the fourth week of Lent, the Lord said to me, "My child, the difficulty with living your life in the world is that you were created for eternity. The world can never satisfy in the long run. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all this will be given unto you. Continue to reach beyond your grasp of things. As you stretch, you shall grow." During the fourth week of Lent, the Lord spoke to me about distractions. He said, "My child, do not regret that you have trouble listening, but place yourself in the place where distractions are fewer. Be strengthened in my love for the task of listening, studying, and thus learning. I will continue to teach you through my prophets of old and of new." During the fourth week of Lent, I had this conversation with the Lord in the Adoration Chapel. I asked the Lord, "What would please you and serve the needs of your people? What would build up the kingdom?" The response from the Lord was total peace. Then I was bombarded with distracting thoughts. I asked the Lord to protect my thoughts and dreams. Then I heard the Lord say, "My child, seek not to limit my cleansing action through dreams. Truly, I say to you, the path of the Lord involves cleansing and clearing. My ways are not your ways. Reach into the darkness, bring the light. Reveal the truth." He said, "My child, the world exists by truth." The Lord said to me, "Music is pleasing to me as it awakens the heart in praise and thanksgiving, but also thoughtful words." The Lord said, "My child, I can tell you this, the love that you have for your fellow man magnifies in the glory of the Lord. And the angels will draw back the curtain that has caused barriers." On a Tuesday of the fourth week of Lent, the Lord said this, "The day has come upon you where you know me and you know my power. You will not be satisfied until you are in heaven. The world keeps perfect union from taking place, but as you are in my presence, you know that I am God as you seek my face." The Lord then gave me this group prayer. Say this, "My people, we are gathered together to give honor and praise to God Almighty. Let us raise our voices in unity to praise God. Our differences also give him honor and praise because he created each of us in a unique way. He has wonderfully made us to complement each other, to form the pieces of a puzzle that individually look confused and in disarray. Let us ask for the grace to be formed into the design which the Lord has chosen for us. We trust in our Maker. We who get frustrated when the pieces don't seem to fit, we pray for patience and perseverance. Lord, we seek your wisdom and guidance. Help us each to provide to the whole picture that component you have entrusted to our care." A different Tuesday, the fourth week of Lent, the Lord gave me another group prayer. It's this, My Lord, you have opened our hearts and our minds to your beauty. You have given us a dream fulfilled, a challenge met, a journey completed. We thank you, Lord, for your wisdom and guidance, for the grace to say yes and the grace to say no. We bless you, Father, and give glory to your Son, Jesus. The days of darkness, though they be upon us, shall melt like the dew before the mid-morning sun. For you, Lord, give radiant light to the world. Use us and use our beacon of light to bring in those in need that might receive freedom and grace. We thank you for the hundreds of workers who each contributed to the whole. We thank you, Lord, that the many pieces have become one. Take us, Lord. Use us to do your will. We surrender ourselves to you. Glory to God in the highest, and peace to his people on earth. For only you are holy, Lord. Amen. As I prayed before the Lord during the fourth week of Lent, I felt the soaking power of the Lord's grace lift off and float away the grunge in me, like a pot soaking in hot dishwater. I remembered seeing an Interspace type movie where white blood cells attacked and covered an invader by blobs. That is how I envisioned the fight against the attachment of sin and barriers. Only by soaking in grace is the hold of the world on me loosened and lifted. By grace, I feel empowered to say yes. If the Lord should ask me to go into battle against strong forces such as cancer and even death, I suddenly realized that when Joshua was ready to go into battle at God's command, it was because he believed and trusted in the Lord's power, not his own. Well, this Lent, the Lord has more to tell us about seeking his wisdom and guidance. This is day 28. We invite you each day to listen for words from the Lord and daily meditations for Lent. Remember, if today you hear his voice, harden not your heart. Easter is coming. Prepare for it. Ready your heart. The transcript of this episode is available at patriarchministries.com/298. We invite you to subscribe and come back tomorrow for more. With the Holy Spirit, there's always more. Amen.
This is the Padua Podcast Network. PaduaPodcastNetwork.com.